we've been taught to achieve to be happy. Like, we shouldn't be happy until we've achieved. That's a very common perception here in the United States. And I'm going to tell you that if you give back in any fashion, you are happily achieving.
Welcome to the Investing with Purpose podcast, where we discuss investing for generational wealth creation and how that intersects with the purpose of your life. We're going to give actionable steps to investing from our experience buying hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate, and also hearing from other amazing entrepreneurs that use the fruits of their business to give back and make an impact. Let's get to it.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast. I have Rod Cleef here today. I know most of you are already listening to his podcast. If you're not, you need to. But Rod is a special guest for us because, one, he was the first multifamily podcast we started listening to when we shut down our business 4 years ago, flipping 150 houses a year. Now, we just had our, as you, most of you know, we just sold a 384 unit building for about $60 million. So our trajectory started with listening to Rod because he's been in the game and he's been doing multifamily for a while, and he's teaching other people the strategies on creating legacy wealth and things like that. And Rod's a big philanthropist as well. So that's why we had him on the podcast. So welcome, Rod. Thanks for jumping on with me.
Good to see you, Steve. Yeah, let's have some fun, brother.
So let's start at the beginning. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about kind of your journey, how you got into the business, what you're doing, and all the fun stuff.
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds good. Well, I try not to belabor it. A lot of people have heard it, but so I'm an immigrant. I was born in the Netherlands, Holland, wooden shoes and windmills, and immigrated when I was about six with my brother Albert, my mother's Vancha. And we ended up in Denver, Colorado, and we really struggled initially. In fact, my mom had to babysit kids so we'd have enough money to eat. And I remember we shopped at an expired food store. Believe it or not, they had one back then. You could buy expired food for cheap, you know, and drank powdered milk with our cereal in the morning because it was cheaper than real milk. And trust me, it sounds better than it is. And, you know, and I remember wearing clothes from the Goodwill and the Salvation Army all the way through junior high school till I finally got disgusted and lied about my age at Burger King and got a job flipping burgers when I was 14 because I was tall, so I could buy my own clothes. And then when I was 15, I bought my own car. And, you know, and I'm sure you've got listeners had it harder than I did, Steve. And I know maybe even now have it harder. A lot of layoffs happening right now. So a lot of upset, economic upset right now. And so back then I knew I wanted more. And like I said, my mom, she was a bit of an entrepreneur. So she babysat kids. We always had a house full of kids, but she invested in IPOs in the stock market with no formal education, invested in real estate. And her first real estate acquisition was the house right across the street from us when I was about 14. She paid about $30,000. Then when I was 17, she told me she'd made $20,000 in her sleep that had gone up in value $20,000. And I was like, what? You made $20,000? You didn't do anything? I'm getting into real estate, mom. So I went and got my real estate. Yeah. I got my real estate broker's license right when I turned 18, which you could do back then with education. I could have my own office and everything. Now I was smart enough to go work for a broker, but they got smart. Now you need some experience before you can be a broker. But I was a broker. I still lived at home. And my first year in real estate, I made about $8,000. Well, my second year, I made about $10,000. But my third year, I made over $100,000, which back in 1980 was pretty decent change. That's 42 years ago. So what happened between year two and year three that caused me to 10x my income? Well, what happened was I met a guy that taught me about the importance of mindset and psychology. I was actually dating his daughter, and he started me on that journey. How really 80 to 90% of your success in anything is just that, your mindset and your psychology, your ability to push through fear and push through limiting beliefs, or to get uncomfortable, to, you know, create the life that you want. And so fast forward to today, I've owned 2,000 houses that I've rented long-term in three states. I own thousands of apartment units right now. In 2006, my net worth went up $16 or $17 million while I slept. And you might say, wow. And I said, wow. And I got a head so big, I could barely fit it through a door. I thought I was a real estate god. When that happens, God or the universe, whatever you believe, will give you a nice little smack. Well, that was 2008. I lost everything. I lost $50 million in 2008. And so what I'm known for on my podcast, I'm really proud of something. We just broke 15 million downloads, which just blows my mind. But what I'm known for is talking about mindset and psychology and just how important it is. And the mindset it took to have, you know, 50 million to lose in the first place. And then as importantly, or maybe more importantly, the mindset it took to recover from losing the 50 million. So happy to drill down on that a little more if you'd like, Stephen.
Yeah, we talk about mindset a lot. I mean, I think that the limiting beliefs that we all have or that we have to overcome to have certain levels of success is so important, right? Because you can't grow past yourself.
Right. When I immigrated, I didn't speak English and I got thrown into school and I found out what bullies were for the first time. And so I got kicked occasionally. And then my mom thought it'd be a great idea, proud Dutch woman that she is, to send me to school in wooden shoes and those leather shorts the Germans wear for Oktoberfest. So I got kicked again. And then, you know, some of the bullies lived at the end of our street and she would chase them off with a fly swatter. So next day, kicking. And I came up with this belief system that I wasn't good enough. In fact, I used to ask myself, how can I show them I'm good enough? And, you know, when I realized when I was doing some self-reflection that that was the question I was asking, I cried for about 30 minutes. I'm like, that's it. There's a reason, you know, a lot of people have these. I'm too young. I'm too old. I'm not strong enough. I'm not analytical enough. That was another one of mine. I don't have enough time. Listen, guys, there's a reason the acronym for belief systems is BS. But, you know, we believe that they're real and they're not. And so, like, you know, if you come to one of my boot camps, which I know, Stephen, you said you came to my first one in Tampa, which is crazy. I don't talk to too many people that have gone to that one, but I can't imagine how horrible it was. But anyway, it was my first one. I had 800 people in Denver just a couple of months ago. So that was a pretty small one. I think it's like 300 people or something. But anyway, so, you know, the first thing we did, though, and I'm sure you were there for that, is goal setting. Because how do you get anything if you don't know what it is? You got to know what it is you want with clarity to get it. And you got to know why you want it. And so that's how you push through those limiting beliefs. That's how you push through that fear. That's how you get uncomfortable. Is you got to create what Napoleon Hill calls a burning desire. You got to want it. And so that's the first thing we do at one of my events because it's so important. And people ask me, how did you recover from losing everything? Well, the first thing I did was reassociated with what I wanted. It would have been real easy to crawl under a rock. And I hid under a rock for a while. I'm going to tell you, licked my wounds. But then I reassociated with what I wanted and got back on track. And of course, it's much easier the next time around. But you've got to create, like I said, that burning desire. If you'd like, I can continue with a couple other points. I mean, the next thing is you got to make a decision. You got to decide that you want to push forward and create something else for your life. And I'll tell you something, Stephen, I don't know about you, but I believe we're headed for some pain in this country. I just saw a headline literally today on Fox. And the headline is Elon Musk urges Fed to cut rates immediately or risk severe recession. Okay. Now, love him or hate him, he is the richest guy on the planet. Okay.
Pretty smart.
And the Fed is not going to cut rates. They're going to continue to expand rates. They've already said that. And so I think we're heading for some incredible opportunity in this country. And if you're up to speed in whatever vehicle you're going to use, you know, if you're going to do single family, like you started with Stephen, get up to speed on it immediately. If you're going to do multifamily, come to my next bootcamp. I'll mention where that is in a little bit. But if you're going to learn how to buy businesses, learn that right now. Don't wait because we're heading into some, everything's going on sale. And it could be an opportunity to create legacy wealth if you're up to speed and ready to capitalize on it. So, like I said, you got to make that decision that you don't want to be in the same place you are now a year from now unless you love where you are right now. So you make that decision. And by the way, I'm not talking about dipping your toe in the water. I'm talking about you're all in. It's done. It's not 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And the Latin root for the word decision means to cut off. Okay, so an analogy for that would be if you're going to attack the island in battle, you burn your ships because you're not getting home unless you take their ships. Okay, that's a decision. It's done. And then when you do that, you're like a train on a track. You know, if you're just interested, quote unquote, you're going to get knocked off track. And so it starts with that decision and then you've got to take the first step. And you've seen it. I see it with my students all the time. That the law, the first deal, it's the scariest, it takes the longest, it's the most stressful, and they get it, and they're 6 months in, 8 months in, a year in, they get that first deal. Next thing I know, they have four. What just happened? When I 10X'd my income when I was 18, and I started knocking on doors of people that were in foreclosure. And I got to tell you, those first few doors scared the bejesus out of me. But you got to take that first step, and that's really what it is. And you don't have to see the whole staircase. And I know you get a lot of listeners that I'm sure are pretty analytical, and you know who you are, and you know how you have to check off every single box before you make a move. And I'm just going to tell you, you're going to have to push through that. And I'll give you an analogy, and that is you can drive all the way across the United States at night with your car only seeing 50 feet in front of you. And you know you can make it because you know other people have made it. Now, you may have some obstacles and some setbacks, but again, you know you can make it. It's the same way with this or any endeavor or business that you take, but you got to take that first step. So here's the thing is you don't want any regrets. I will tell you, a lot of people fear failure, but we really fail our way to success. And I've built 27 businesses so far in my career. I was shocked when I counted them a couple of years ago. And several have been worth tens of millions of dollars. I don't call them failures, by the way, when they fail. I call them seminars. And so several worth tens of millions of dollars, most spectacular flaming seminars, okay? You know, and like I say, we fail our way to success. I'm going to tell you, don't fear failure, fear regret. And I got to meet the billionaire owner of Spanx, the women's undergarments that hold it all together. Mm-hmm. Sarah Blakely, beautiful human being, started with $5,000 and she was in Forbes. She's worth over $1 billion now. And she told me at a mastermind, you and I met at a mastermind, another one, but this was a different one for digital marketers. And she told me that her dad used to ask her and her brother once a week, what have you failed at? And I thought, what an awesome question to ask your kids so they don't fear failure.
Yeah.
I would fear regret, my friends. You know, there was this nurse in Australia, hospice nurse named Bronnie Ware. So she took care of patients when they were about to die. And she asked him a question, Stephen. And the question was, do you have any regrets? And she wrote a book about it. It's called The Five Regrets of Dying. You know what the number one regret was? Not living the life I could have lived, living someone else's life, not doing what I know I'm capable of. I can't think of anything worse than that. Let me mention a couple other quick things. Next thing I want to talk about is focus, okay? The most successful people on the planet have the strongest, most honed focus, okay? There's a saying, where focus goes, energy flows. And when you have incredible focus, you're going to have incredible success. And here's the thing, whatever you focus on gets larger. And if you're sitting here listening to Stephen's podcast, you're a leader. There's no question you're a leader. And right now, more than ever, the world needs leaders. Don't get me started on the news and the political debacles. As a leader, you've got to stand guard at the door to your mind and focus on what it is you want, not what you don't want, like the media, for example, because whatever you focus on gets larger. Like, I'll get people call me and say, how do I get out of student loan debt? And I'm like, wrong question. How do you make so much money the debt's irrelevant? Right? Yeah, right? They asked Mother Teresa if she was anti-war. She said, no, I'm pro-peace. Right? It's what you focus on. And so I remember there was a time when I had all these different businesses I was doing in Denver. I had two frozen yogurt shops. I had these vending carts selling ice cream bars. I had a carpet cleaning business. I was doing real estate and everything suffered because my focus was diluted. Right? And so I got rid of everything and I bought 500 houses in that next run. Another thing that I do is I minimize my decision making. If you see me in public, you almost always see me in one of these black V-necks. I've got hundreds of them. And only time I don't wear them is my wife says, no, you're not wearing that t-shirt. You're going to wear something else. But I don't want to think about stuff. So I'll just wear these black V-necks. And here's another thing. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'll be watching Netflix and I'll be scrolling through social media while I'm watching a movie in the boring parts. And what's bad about that is it kills your focus. Because you're making these micro little decisions as you're scrolling. I get excited. I had 15 million downloads so far on my podcast. And I listen to two podcasts. One of them is Joe Rogan and the other one is Tim Ferriss. So I get both sides of the aisle for the most part. And Tim Ferriss interviews the best of the best in the world at what they do. The best athletes, Michael Phelps, NBA, NFL players, billionaires like Ray Dalio, CEOs of huge companies, Zuckerberg, and so on and so forth. Actors like Jamie Foxx, Ed Norton, Hugh Jackman, Arnold, you know, just the best of the best. And he deconstructs their success. And I started to hear a pattern, Steve. They almost all meditate. What does meditation enhance? Focus, right? So focus is super critical. The next thing I'll mention is playing to your strengths, especially in this multifamily business. I know you bring a lot of people in that just invest passively, but if you're ever, even then, play to your strengths are your greatest assets. Now, if you're going to invest as an operator in multifamily, this is a team sport and there are lots of different hats you can wear. You can be the person that does the underwriting if you're analytical, love spreadsheets. You can be the person that does this communication like you and I do, Stephen, for investors, for brokers, broker relationships to find deals and we're the mouthpieces. Or you could be the, if you're process driven or got some construction or project management experience, you could do the asset management. So there's a lot of hats you can wear. Do you mind if I mention my bootcamp real quick?
No, of course.
I've got a virtual bootcamp coming up January 21st and 22nd. It's 2 days. It's virtual and I don't sell anything there. And I'll give you a code where you can literally come. And I'm not exaggerating because I had a Black Friday special. I'm going to give it to your peeps, Stephen, for $47. Okay. For 2 days of training with nothing being sold. Kind of a duh. Okay. And So if you're interested and it comes with my document library, which I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on and dealer valuator spreadsheet, it's software. And so, if you want that, go to rodslinks.com or text, if you're driving, text the word links to 72345. So links to 72345. And that's my link tree. And at the top is my bootcamp website. But remember this code. Now you'll have to write this code down. Well, it's B Friday, the letter B Friday. Okay. Black Friday. It's over now, but I'll give it to your peeps. And the price of the ticket's going to go up to about $400. Now, if you forget this, if you DM me on any social channel, I'll hook you up. But just remind me.
We'll throw it in the show notes.
We'll throw it in
show notes here too.
Awesome. So text links to 72345 or go to rodslinks.com. And there's a lot of free resources there too. I've got free books there. I've got my best-selling number one bestseller in three categories book there. You pay the shipping, you can get that. There's all kinds of free stuff there as well. By the way, also my goal setting workshop. I do it every year on New Year's Day. And it's there. It's recorded. You can listen to it. It got a guide you can download. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. Listen, you should be doing your goal setting at least three times a year. And your spouse should do it as well. If you've got kids over 10 years old, have them do it. And that's on Rod's links at the bottom. Here's the sad thing, Stephen. You know this. People spend more time planning a birthday party than they do designing their lives. That's designing your life. And so even if you can't make my boot camp, it's January 21st and 22nd. Like I said, virtual, you can do it at home. You can come for $47. The first time I've ever done that, by the way, it's almost choking saying it, but I don't make any money from that. I believe we're going to talk about purpose in a minute. And I, as you know, as evidenced by the fact you've got a podcast on the topic, know that whatever you give, you receive. Okay. And tenfold or thousandfold in some cases. And so I give, and it always comes back to me. So
And if you guys don't know Rod, he's not selling coaching so that he can make money. He makes money on multifamily business.
I own thousands of apartments.
The legacy that's created by opening people's eyes to that, the lives that are changed. I mean, look, one boot camp, right? I went to one boot camp and then it changes this trajectory.
That's such a treat. Such a treat to hear that, Stephen, that I had an impact. That's just, let me show you something. There's some of the hundreds of thank you cards behind me on the wall, behind my green screen here. The whole wall's covered. You can't see them. The whole wall's covered with them. I do this because I love it, which is my wife puts up with me working Sundays and everything else. But I have a couple more points if you'll humor me. Yeah. So you also want to play to your strengths. And we talked about that. I'm sorry. We talked about that. Play to your strengths. So lots of different hats you can wear. But if you're playing to your strengths, you're going to be passionate about it. And you never work another day in your life as well, okay? When you love what you do, work is play, which is why I'm here. I love this. But you'll be passionate. And when you're passionate, you'll have the ability to influence people. And in life and business requires you to influence people, whether it's sellers to sell to you, brokers to work with you, investors to invest with you, whatever it is, requires the ability to influence. And again, if you're passionate, you'll have that ability, and that passion is the fuel, right? And you won't settle. You won't play small. And so you got to discover what juices you and inspires you and do that. That passion breeds creativity and innovation and eliminates fear. And just a couple more things. One is the power of your peer group. When I was losing everything in 2008 and 2009, I was in Tony Robbins' Platinum Partnership. It's his mastermind. At the time, it was about 120 grand all in. I think it's three times that now. But I was around people that were thriving in the crash, okay? They were killing it. And they're like, 50 million, get up, go make something happen. That's who you want to be around when the you-know-what hits the fan, right? So guys, we're heading into some fear. There's no question there's going to be fear. I'm reminded of Warren Buffett's famous quote, be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. Well, there's been a lot of greed the last few years. There's operators that are going to be in trouble. I'm just going to tell you, in the multifamily space. So be very, very careful with that. I know that Stephen has got a really great model for investment and what he briefed me, told me about his parameters for who he aligns with. So you want to be careful because there's going to be some people hurt in what's coming for sure. But you also want to be greedy when others are fearful, and fear is coming, guys. When you see headlines like Elon Musk had today, you're going to see more and more of that. Massive layoffs. Amazon and Facebook both laid off about 11,000 people. All the tech companies laid off major people. But anyway, back to peer group. And you show me your two best friends, I'll show you who you are in every aspect of your life, professionally, personally, financially, everything. You want to be around people that want more out of life, and you want to be real careful who you allow to influence you, you know, because some people will hold you back out of their fear, out of their own limiting beliefs, their fear of losing you, or their fear of feeling less than if you succeed. And sometimes it's family. So be careful. Love your family, but choose your peers proactively. So many people default to people they went to school with or people they work with. No, be proactive and pick who you hang out with. You want to be around people that think what you think is hard is easy. Okay, that's what you want, because a rising tide lifts all ships.
Yeah, so, we tell our kids all the time, right? Proverbs 13:20, whoever keeps company with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools suffers harm.
That's it. That's it.
Your peer group is important.
That's it. It's critical. You know, so we can shift here if you want. I have one topic left, or really two. The first one is gratitude, okay? Everything you bring into your life, you do it through gratitude. And gratitude is the most powerful, important, foundational emotion we have available to us. It makes us stronger when we face adversity. It strengthens our immune system. It makes our heart stronger, lowers our blood pressure, brings us closer to our spirituality. And I would encourage you to journal some things you're grateful for on a regular basis. It's very, very powerful to do that. But I'm going to tell you that most mornings I sit in this recliner back here behind me, and you can see my vision boards on the floor there with pictures. And I sit in that thing and I'll just do gratitude. I'll just be grateful for my supermodel, beautiful wife who's, we're approaching 13 years and she's more beautiful on the inside than the outside. And I'll be grateful for my kids, grateful for my coaching students, my foundation. And just for a few minutes, and then I'll do gratitude for the things that I want as if I already have them. Now, you can call it prayer if you like, if that suits you. And sometimes I'll get emotional thanking God for things I don't even have yet. And I know I lost some of you analytical ones on that, but this is how I had $50 million to lose, okay, and how I got it back. So ignore it at your peril is what I'm going to tell you, because it works. And coin it any way you like, but it works. So if you do my goal setting, either on Rod's links or come to my boot camp, I hope you come to my boot camp, because I promise you'll be glad you did. Regardless, I spend a lot of time talking about gratitude and manifesting and getting pictures of what you want, putting them around you. In fact, I'll show you something. I've got my planner here. It's on today. And in the back of this thing, I've got pictures that have been in here for 20 years. Now, the first pictures are my gratitude pictures. My kids are 30 and 27. These are when they were much younger. I mean, they were kids. And then I've got pictures of things that I wanted. When I lived in Denver, I knew I wanted a house on the beach. It took me 20 years, but I built this $8 million, 10,000 square foot house on the beach. It was a mansion, magnificent beach on one side. I had my boat lifts on the backside. It was called a Gulf to Bay. So I had both sides, water on both sides. And that was unthinkable when I was 18, but I made it happen because I manifested it. And this top picture, now I lost it in all the craziness, but this top picture looks just like what the view was. This is before I built it. Travertine floors like that. I had 10 foot high glass butt together. And what's crazy is, again, I lost it. Now, look at those bottom pictures, Stephen. Those of you can't see it, there's some white stone walls in those bottom two pictures, right? See that? Okay, yep. Look behind me. This is my backyard. See the white stone wall? Is that nuts? And again, yeah. I manifested. I live in a compound now. I've got six buildings, a big main house. I got a two-bedroom guest house on the water. Spectacular. I've got a media building that I built a video studio in because with COVID, I had to go virtual. Exercise facility, five-car garages. I mean, the place is magnificent. And because God's got a sense of humor, my old house that I lost is right across the bay. It's literally right out my backyard. It's hilarious. But again, it's because I had pictures of this stuff, that's right? Good. And then watches. Now, that's still a vice. I got a few $100,000 worth of watches, but stuff I thought was important at one time. I got the Lamborghini and the Rolls and the Bentley, all the stuff I thought was important at one time. But don't be turned off by that. Replace that with what you want. I got all this stuff because I put these pictures around me and I manifested this stuff, and you can do the same thing. So, you know, replace those examples with your examples of the things that you want in your life. And you'll make it happen. This is how it works. And these vision boards and these pictures, and I've got pictures on the wall of things that matter to me now. You know, I'm going to build schools and things like that. So now let's talk about purpose. I know I haven't given you a chance to even come up for air.
I love the gratitude conversation, just because every night when we go pray with the kids to go to sleep, we ask them, you know, what were you grateful for today?
And love it. Love it.
The focus is, I didn't grow up with this mindset. This was a learned thing, right? My family.
Same here.
So what I love about it is you can learn it and you can implement it, and then you can pass it on to your kids. And
you must, you
know, we talk about,
forget can, brother, must. You must, yes, learn it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and this gratitude, you know, what I love about gratitude is that you can't be stressed and grateful at the same time.
Or fearful or grateful. Well, stress is just the achiever's word for fear anyway. So you can't be fearful or stressed at the same time. You can't be angry or grateful at the same time either. You know, it's an incredible emotion. Yeah.
And I love just, you know, sitting down and journaling in the mornings and just writing out the things that we're grateful for. And I mean, you can write some of the things that bother you in the day too. But if you continually come back to the gratitude side of it, you have a hard time being in a bad mood. I can tell what level of gratitude somebody has in their life in a 5-minute conversation with them.
Sure.
Right. I mean, you can just see it all over people. And sure, the joy that comes from just being grateful is awesome. But
I wrote a gratitude journal for my wife. So I took a leather bound journal and it had about 120 pages in it. And every day I filled up a page with what I loved about her and liked about her. And there were some days I did not feel like writing in that thing because I was pissed at her or whatever. But you can imagine how I showed up in the relationship focused on what I loved about her. I mean, I was a completely different person. person. I mean, I just showed up in such a magnificent way. And then I gave it to her on her birthday. So you can imagine how that was received. But yeah,
I was going to say, gratitude is critical. Valentine's Day gift too.
Yep.
Everybody should do that just for 30 days for your wife. I mean, you want to bring her to tears, and you too, right? I mean, talk about strengthening your relationship through your own gratitude, just by putting pen to paper about what you're grateful for, because we often overlook it. I just put a Facebook post up that I got a little bit of heat for because, you know, I basically told men like, hey, your marriage is under attack. How do I know? Because it's always under attack. You have to be actively working on bringing your marriage to the next level. I meet so many successful folks, and one of my good friends, Jim Shields, wrote a book called The Family Board Meeting. And he talks about these dates that he goes on with his wife and his kids and one-on-one time and things like that, because he got around all these successful people that had all the money in the world and their relationships were gone. They either had to get divorced or their kids are gone or whatever. They had, their relationships were all broken.
Yeah.
And it's just because we focus as entrepreneurs, it's easy to focus on the business, but who cares if the business is thriving and your relationships are suffering? So being able to put that as the firm foundation first, right? Mm-hmm. The business serves the family, not the other way around. And like my kids know that, right? Like my door's never locked. They've broken in on plenty of podcasts because they just need to come in and say hi. And that's fine. That's the open door policy that I have and I want in my house. And,
I love it. I love it. I love it, man. And I'll tell you, let me share a story with you that ties in. You know, well, let me share two stories. One is my greatest regret in life was coming home to that mansion on the beach, and I would play with my kids, but I wasn't there mentally. And so if you do my goal setting, and I also have this plan, I teach you at the end, I teach a planning process, a weekly planning process. And it's how I manage two fairly large businesses at the same time, holding it all together. And it's incredibly powerful. So, you know, again, I highly encourage you to go to Rod's links, go to the bottom, watch that. If you can come to my bootcamp, come to my bootcamp. At the end of it, I do that. I teach that planning process. And one of those things is journaling magic moments for 5 minutes, just capturing magic moments. And I did that with my kids. And I teach this to my students and about balance. And the most important thing is paying attention who matters the most, and even blocking time for your family if you have to make it happen. So you're present when you're with them. But it's critical. Again, that was my biggest fear in life. I'm not fear, fear, biggest regret in life, you know, that I wasn't there and I missed a lot. And so, journaling magic moments. So yeah, I journal magic moments just for a few minutes once a week, and you forget so much otherwise. And if you got kids, I highly encourage you to do that. You know, journal magic moments with your kids, because you forget so much. And, you know, every week they do something that can bring tears to your eyes. So, but anyway.
Yeah, what we do, and I share this with all the dad friends that I have, is it's 2022, almost 2023. We have amazing technology at our fingertips. I created a Google account, a Gmail account for each one of my kids when they were born. And whenever the feeling strikes, whether that's once a week or once a month or once every 3 months, whatever, they do something ridiculous, silly, funny, infuriating, just normal kid stuff, I just email them, right? I'll send pictures, I'll send their YouTube clips. And then when they turn 18, I'll give them all their password.
I love that, man. I love that. What an awesome idea, brother. What an awesome idea. I'm going to steal that and bring that up on my podcast. I'll tell you that right now.
But
love it. Let me share something about purpose. So I told you about that house I built on the beach. Okay. Let me describe it, just show you magnificent it was. There was a giant waterfall from the second floor balcony into the pool. You had to walk through the waterfall to get in the pool. Pool was in magazines. I had tens of thousands of dollars worth of special trees that bent out over the pool. Big spiral staircase up through the middle of the house, wrought iron, hand carved railings, the magnificent railings that were artistic, elevator, wine cellar. On the second, I'll land the plane with this. On the second floor, I had aquariums built that wrapped around, custom made, wrapped around the staircase. It cost me almost $200,000. So it gives you an idea of the house. So I worked for this thing for 20 years. Okay. 2 months after I moved in. Okay. 2 months from 20 years to 2 months, 2 months after I moved in, I'm floating in the pool at night. You know, I'm looking up at this testament to my ego, which is really what it was. It was to prove the world I was good enough. You know, pool's changing colors. It's got fiber optic lighting. It's just magnificent. And I got depressed. And I don't mean a little depressed. I mean, I was really, it's the first time it's ever happened to me. I'm like, what's going on here? And there were several things going on which tie into the purpose conversation, Stephen. So one was you shouldn't achieve a big goal without having other goals lined up behind it. Because like the good book says, without a vision, the people perish. You know, you need a vision for your future. Okay. And I didn't know what I was going to do next. So that was number one. Number two is it's never about the goals. You got to have the goals to create that burning desire to push through fear and actually take freaking action. But it's about who you become on your path to the goals, and happiness doesn't come from the goals. I mean, they say the happiest days of a boat owner's life are the day they buy the boat and the day they sell the boat. Right. So it's like 2 months after I built this magnificent home, I could care less about it anymore, but you got to have it. Happiness comes from progress and growth. And so if you listen to, go to Rod's links and listen to that goal setting workshop, when I do the planning process, one of the pieces is to acknowledge any progress you made the week before, because you're going to have setbacks, you're going to have delays. And if you're acknowledging your progress, you know, you'll be happy, right? So that was the second piece. It was really about, and I didn't know what I was going to do next, so I had no way to progress or grow. But the big piece was I was totally focused on Rod. Rod, show the world I matter. Show the world I'm good enough. Impress everywhere I possibly can with like the cars. And, you know, I had the Maserati in the garage and the Mercedes. I had the jet skis and the boats and all that stuff I thought was important. And that's the year I went and saw Tony Robbins for the first time. And so I went and bought a bunch of books, and one of them was his, and I really liked it. And so this was 22 years ago, and I went and saw him, and I found that he fed families for the holidays. And I'm like, what a concept. Do something for someone else. I'm embarrassed to say I had to be 40 to get that memo. And right. So I got home and I called my brother and I said, hey, man, I'm coming to see you in Denver. And thanks for Thanksgiving. Let's call your church. Find five families that really need help. And so he did. And we had a bunch of fun buying them frozen turkeys and toys for their kids if they had them, and so on and so forth. And the third family changed my life. We put all this stuff on the porch, and the woman comes out. It's a woman in a one bedroom, wasn't even a one bedroom. She lived there with five kids. And she comes out and she sees the stuff on the porch and she starts crying. Her kids come out and two of the older ones start crying. And Rod starts crying. And I was hooked. I'm blessed to say in the last 22 years, we fed over 130,000 children here in Sarasota and Bradenton, Florida. We've done tens of thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies to local kids that don't have basic supplies for school. Don't get me started on that one. Tens of thousands of teddy bears to local police departments for their officers to keep in their vehicle if they encounter a child that's been traumatized. Now, I am not bragging. Please know that. But here's the thing. We've been taught to achieve to be happy. Like, we shouldn't be happy until we've achieved. That's a very common perception here in the United States. And I'm going to tell you that if you give back in any fashion, you are happily achieving. Tony Robbins, I know it's a play on words, but it's an important one. Tony Robbins calls it the science of achievement versus the art of fulfillment. Achievement is a science. If you want to learn multifamily, get to my boot camp. I will give you the blueprint, the map. You just have to go do it. Okay, that's it. It's a science. It's done. There's no secret sauce. You just have to go do it. Now, fulfillment, however, you know, science of achievement, art of fulfillment. Fulfillment is an art, because you got to figure out what juices you. For me, it's kids. Maybe for you, it's animals or the elderly or the environment. And you need to give back right now. Now, if you're sitting listening to this thing and you've got blood dripping from your teeth and you haven't made it yet, don't say, yeah, well, you did it because you have money. No, do it right now, even if you don't have money. Why? Because the money will come faster. Now, you don't do it for that reason, but that's how God works. That's how the universe works. So give back right now and you'll be happily achieving, and your success will come much faster. Give you one last example. I had a hall of fame for my students, my warriors, my actual coaching students. And we picked the 10 best students at my Denver boot camp. And we did a hall of fame. We gave them an award. We put up a little PowerPoint. We had them come up and get the award. Their families were there. And I saw a pattern. On each PowerPoint, every single one of these exemplary people did something charitable. Schools in India, $280,000 for veterans, money for veteran suicide, money for building homes for veterans, sexual trafficking. I mean, every one of these people had a cause they were contributing to. I'm like, guys, and so I told the 800 people there, I'm like, do you see the clue there, my friends? And that's what I want to share with your peeps here, Stephen, is that's a clue. The success. Power moves to those who serve. So figure out how to serve, even if it's just your time. And that's how it works.
You know, we were just studying the parable of the talents, right? And it's, you know, the master goes away and he leaves each according to what they're able to do with it. Five talents, two talents, one talent. And at the end of it, right, the guy with the one talent just buried it in the ground, right? So he didn't even go and put it in a savings account to create some interest. The second guy doubled his denarius, I think it was. And then the first guy doubled his as well. And what happened? The master goes and he takes everything from the guy who had the least, and he gave it to the guy who had the most. Now, what are we learning from that?
right? It's not that we want to go get the most so that we can take from people that don't have. It's that we are given according to our ability to give and to replicate, right? And to create impact on other people's lives, right? And so why would we be more fortunate and more blessed because we're doing well already? It's because of how big of an impact you can make. That's what we're all about, right? Investing with purpose. That's what we talk about. And, you know, you probably haven't heard this story, Rod, but when we didn't have anything is when we decided to start giving through our donor advised fund. We gave the economic benefit of our 66 unit project in Columbus, Ohio, and we gave 1% of the economic benefit of that deal away to our donor advised fund, because it's easier to grow in the grace of giving and start now when you have nothing than it is when you have you've achieved some level of success. And then all of a sudden you have to write big checks. So now, you know, the last deal that we just did, we gave 18% of the economic benefit of a $60 Wow. million dollar project through Wow. our donor advised fund. And we increase that almost every deal that we do where that economic benefit continues to grow.
And that donor advised fund, what is that used for?
So our donor advised funds, you know, so if you go to investingwithpurpose.org, you can see all of the nonprofits that we have supported over the years, over 70,000 impacted lives so far. And we're just getting started. And I mean, crazy stuff like fueling a jet, fueling a 757 when they shut down Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan to take, you know, it was 1,100 people off the ground that day when we pulled out of Afghanistan. We just sent special forces guys in to send 15 Ukrainian women who were being sex trafficked out of a basement. And they went in and wrapped them up.
And you donated to these types of causes. Wow. Good for you, man.
Yeah. So that's the purpose, right? Is like, yeah, this is fun stuff. We love the business, but the business is a catalyst to change the world and have impact. And we have the ability through this business to do that. And I know that you're big into doing that. And that's why you're here. That's why you're on the podcast.
Contribution,
that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. Contribution is a basic human need. Okay. It's not a want. It's a need. Anything in this universe that doesn't contribute, frankly, gets eliminated. Okay. Mm. It's a basic human need. And I'm blessed because I've got my coaching students own upwards of somewhere between 120 and 130,000 units so far that we know of. And I've only been teaching 5 years. So that's another way that I contribute. And I'm super proud of that. In fact, besides my kids, I'm more proud of that than anything I've ever accomplished. And which is why I love, you know, it's why, and guys, you can do the same thing. And when you find that purpose, and I did actually on my podcast, if you go to that Rod's links, you'll see the link to my podcast as well. And I do these clips called Own Your Power, really. And they're motivational clips. They're about 5 minutes. And there's music, you know, you give me 5 minutes a week. Okay. So just, you know, there's hundreds of them there. I did one on purpose, and you may want to search that one and find it. And because like Stephen does here, I love that you focus on that because it's really so incredibly critical. But I appreciate you having me on, man. Huh?
It's the why. When it gets tough, and it does, it's going to be the why that pushes you through to make sure that you don't quit. And knowing that we have the ability to impact all these lives, you know, and right here in our backyard too. I mean, there's no shortage of need in the world. And it's the entrepreneur, I believe, that will change the landscape of a culture. And through their business, through their giving, through their entrepreneurship, I think is the most impactful thing that we can do. So
couldn't agree more, brother. Well, thank you, my friend.
Everything that you've done. Thank you for helping us in the beginning of our journey. Now we have bought and sold and hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate. We just closed a $257 million deal down in Brandon, 984 units. So
a long
cry from our first $16,000 wholesale deal, you know?
Congratulations, brother. That's awesome.
Thank you, man. Well, thanks, Rod. If you want, just check the show notes to find Rod's links. And of course, that amazing Black Friday deal that he's sharing with us to get to his boot camp. A lot of the stuff is tactical in terms of what we're going to be talking about in real estate, but a lot of it is really mindset too. You heard, you know, Rod obviously is passionate about that. And look, it's a game changer. When I graduated college, I was a wreck. I was not in a place to start a $100 million private equity fund. And through 15 years of marriage and 3 amazing kids and the blessings of this business, we have grown, but it started with intentionality. It started with mindset. It started with saying, I want something different for my life and I want something different for my kids' lives. And then we went after it. So be tenacious, be living on purpose. Rod, thanks again, man.
Good to see you, brother. Take care, man.
See you guys.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Investing with Purpose podcast. If you're finding value, can you please subscribe, leave us a review, And if you want to learn more, go to investingwithpurpose.org to learn more about our donor-advised fund and the charities that we support around the world.